Hello and welcome to the Force of Light podcast. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Michelle Smith. As always, I am so glad that you've taken the time to click and to listen to today's episode. And as always, I do hope that it is a blessing to you. Some of you guys reached out to me when I mentioned the email last time, so I just want to give that out again. If you ever have any questions or any comments, anything you want to let me know, feel free to email me at forceoflightmedia@gmail.com. But I hope everyone has been having a good start to 2024. The year is off to a decent start for me, so I hope it is as for you all as well. I will say, though, today's episode is going to be addressing I know a lot of people, I've talked to a lot of people that seem to be going through stuff, just different stuff in life, whether it's personal, whether it's financial, whether it's believing, you know, physical health things or mental depression, anxiety. It just seems everywhere I talk to, there are definitely people struggling with something or another. Within the body of Christ. And today, I don't have much to talk about today, but I just wanted to offer a quick word of encouragement. Because when we are going through something, and whether it's any of those different areas of life, when there's a struggle, when there is trials, if you want to call it, we all need that encouragement. We all need to be able to realize, take a deep breath, realize God is with us, and that we are going to get through it. And that's what I want to talk about today, just for a few minutes, that you are going to get through it. And I want any of you out there that are listening, that maybe 2024 has been off to a rough start for you, or maybe 2023 was rough and 2024 has continued to be rough. And again, in many different ways, whether financial, emotional, spiritual, physical, whatever the case is, I want you to proclaim that you are going to get through it. As people say, this too shall pass. And sometimes it is good to know that things will pass. Seasons will come and go in our life. And bad times will go just as good times go at times. But I want to go ahead and read. So again, I just want to be kind of that to be what we talk about today, that you're going to get through it. I am going to read from one of the most, I would say, the most famous psalm in the book of Psalms. I'm going to read Psalm 23. I'm sure we all know it. I know it by heart. And I'm definitely, I may at some point actually revisit this psalm, because I am in no way exhausting what this psalm means. I just want to take one word that you're going to get through, you're going to get when I read it, and discuss that today. But I'll go ahead and read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Well, if you put two and two together, you know, again, though the entire psalm is wonderful, the main thing I wanted to focus on there is verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. And again, today you might find yourself walking through another translation of that scripture is the valley of the shadow of like darkness, like a deep darkness. Because we all walk through valleys of death, valleys of darkness, hard times, difficult seasons in life. And we have to realize one, and for starters, I want to say this, Psalm 23 is not something that David wrote when he was actually going through it and when he was younger. Psalm 23 is written by, we believe, at least a more mature, older David. And David isn't saying these things in a faith proclamation of, I believe God is these things. David is looking back over his life and basically saying to the audience, let me tell you what I've experienced. Let me tell you what I know about God. The Lord has been, you could basically say that that's the way it's really, the Lord has been my shepherd, and I have not wanted. So pretty much the entire psalm, again, is David telling you not by faith what he believes God is, but by experience who he knows God is. And there is a difference in that. That is some of the Christian faith, moving from a place of I believe, a statement of faith, to a place of I know. And that's where experience takes you. I know God will provide. I know God will heal. I know God will get me through this because you've had to walk through it. And that, again, that is what I want you to pick up today. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And today, some of you might be walking through a difficult season, a difficult time in your life. But the key word in that statement is the word through. We are not to stay there. In fact, you don't have to. None of us have to stay in the valley of darkness and the valley of death. Why? Because the Lord is our shepherd, and the Lord will walk us through the valley of the shadow of death. And quite frankly, I really do like, whether it's just talking about salvation in general, and salvation, of course, would include our life. Salvation is a journey. It is something we are walking through. Changing, being transformed as it happens. But I like to view life that way. Life really is it is walking from one valley to the next mountaintop, to the next valley, to the next mountaintop. But the key thing that I realize when I'm going through a difficult season, and I hope you realize this too listening, is that I'm moving. I'm not staying still. I'm not going to stay. I might be in a valley, but I'm not going to stay in the valley. Because on the other side of a valley is a mountaintop that I'm going to see ultimately, and I'm going to walk to it. And life is that way. Again, there are seasons of being in the valley, and there are seasons of being in the mountaintop. But if we want to get out of the valley, we have to walk through it. Because sometimes God doesn't deliver us. You could definitely look back to the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Sometimes God doesn't deliver us from the fire. Sometimes God chooses to deliver us through the fire. And that is the same way in life. Sometimes you have to walk through the valley of darkness, the valley of the shadow of death. But know, again, that the Lord who will provide for you whatever you need. Again, he says, I shall not want. Again, he has not been in want. Why? Because the shepherd has been with him and has been providing for him one step at a time. And I'm sure there were times in David's life when he was running for his life from Saul, and when he was living in caves, he might not have felt his needs were fully being met. But yet again, when David looks over his life, his proclamation is the Lord has been his shepherd, and he has not been in want. And that is the same for us today. We may not have the abundance or have fully what you feel we need, but the Lord will sustain you through those times. And you will get out of them. Why? Because, again, you are walking through them. You're walking through that depression. You're walking through those financial difficulties. You're walking through whatever it is you're going through. Know that you are make up your mind and your heart that you are walking through it. You're not going to stop. You're not going to be stopped. And quite frankly, the only thing that can stop you is you losing heart and losing faith and just stopping. But if you will continue to trust God, even through the valley of darkness, then God will walk with you through that valley. And again, I keep saying that word because you need to get in your heart and in your spirit today that you are going to get out of it, that you are walking through it. You're not going to stay there. It's not permanent. It's not where you're going to end up. It's not how the story ends. It's not the final chapter. You are walking through whatever it is in your life. And you are not walking through it alone. You are walking through it with the Creator of the heavens and the earth. You are walking through it with a God who leads His people. You are walking through it with a God who will take you by the hand and help you one step at a time. You are walking through it with a God who will provide the grace that you need one moment at a time in your life. And there are times in my life that I just simply pray. The cry of my heart is, Lord, help me. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, help me. Lord, give me grace to get through this. And God can give us the grace to get through. What did Paul say when there was the thorn in the flesh? That the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. In your weakness, I am made strong. And I want you to hear that today, that in your weakness, even if you've gone through a weak time, God will make you strong because the Lord is our strength and God's grace is sufficient to get us through the valley of the shadow of death, the valley of darkness, the valley of difficulty, of oppression, of depression, whatever it is. God's grace is sufficient to get us through it. And the Lord will not only get us through it, but the Lord will even, again, provide one step at a time. And the Lord will begin to, it says, restore our souls. As the Lord gets us through the valley, and even in the middle of the valley, the Lord will restore, will heal, and redeem the situation that we have walked through and in our lives. And no evil, he says he'll fear no evil, again, because God is with me. Again, nothing can stop you from going through except if we give in and lose heart and lose faith and stop. Otherwise, God is with us and God's going to, it says, comfort us as we walk through. And also know that God has anointed you. He says, He's anointed my head with oil. My cup, it overflows. That's where you ask for God's grace. You ask for the help of the Holy Spirit. You ask for that fresh anointing to come upon your head, to empower you to walk through it. God will give us what we need to walk through. And again, the Lord is with us, so we are not alone. But this says there are two other things that are following us through the valley of the shadow of death, and that is the goodness of the Lord our God and His loving kindness, His mercy. His goodness and His mercy will follow us all the way through. They will follow us all the way through the valley until once again the shepherd has led us to the top of the mountain, and the Lord will get us there, and we will praise the Lord when we are there. But yeah, that is pretty much all that I have to say today. I hope that has been an encouragement. I want you to get in your spirit, get in your mind, get in your heart that you are going through it. This is not the end. You are just gonna move into a new chapter, and you are going to get through it. You are not gonna stop. You're not gonna quit. This is not the end, but you will get through it because the Lord is your shepherd, and the Lord will walk you through the valley of the shadow of death. So do not fear, do not worry, do not question if this is going to end. It will end, but you've got to take the Lord by the hand. I recall that the old song, "Hold to God's unchanging hand." You've got to hold on to the hand of the Lord and make up in your mind and heart that you are going through it. I'm also reminded of Winston Churchill, famous Prime Minister of England, who said, "If you're walking through hell, just keep walking." And that is pretty much what I'm trying to say today. If you are walking through hell, through a difficult season, through a season that you wonder, where is God? Just keep walking. Just keep believing. Just keep moving forward. Because God's word is true, and God will be God in his people's lives. And God is with you, despite whether you feel that or not. The reality is that even if we make our bed in hell, David said, the Lord was there. So God is with each one of us today, and you, by the grace of God, are going to walk through whatever you have been walking through. But that's all I have today. I just want to go ahead and end in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, God, today. We thank you, Lord, that Lord, you are with us. That, Lord, you walk through with us, and we don't need to fear today. Lord, I pray that any anxiety, God, would be healed, any depression would be healed, any oppression would be healed, and that, Lord, we would begin to get a praise in our heart and begin to cry out to you for help, but that you would give us the grace we need to trust you and to walk through it with you. And, Lord, we thank you, God, that some seasons come, Lord, that they will pass, that the difficulties will pass. And we give you praise and honor for and just glory for getting us through it. And Lord, we look forward to the next mountaintop that you walk us to. And Lord, I just pray again for every person listening. May your grace be sufficient in their life. And Lord, may you show us that you are with us, and may you provide one step at a time. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope this episode has been a word of encouragement for you. Remember, you are walking through it. And I pray that you are everyone listening to me is filled with joy. For the scripture says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. May we be filled with joy and the Holy Spirit as we go through the rest of 2024. But that is it for this episode of the Force of Light podcast. If this has been a blessing to you, if there is someone that you think needs to hear this word, I highly recommend you share this with them, and may it be an encouragement to them. But that is it for today. I will catch you guys next time. So God bless.